more of a follow-up, but the new tie-down areas out there, how'd they work out? And we're throughout the busy season in the summer now that we're past the summer.
Great. They were great.
Or was it enough? Was it
a resounding success?
Was it enough or too much? Or
it was about right.
About right?
Okay. Yeah. It sized it about right.
Good job.
Remember the first weekend it opened, and Kyle's coming in, talking, saying great things. Jim happened to be there, so I directed him right to Jim, and they were telling Jim how great it was. So.
Thought it was a trick.
Let us know when you don't have enough room to start pushing. Year or two.
Yeah, you're right. Plan it
out. Worked out good. I think so. From the user standpoint, it worked out well. And again, I think that's something that we should convey back to the council. We recognize that it worked out well, and we appreciate that was done.
I don't know what officially we have to do, but I think they know because I see them. They come over for lunch and to the restaurant, and I see most of the council. Once in a while.
I think we should send them something. But it's working out well.
Yeah, I mean that first weekend was cool. Very first weekend it was open.
Tell them what a good job the contractor did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was part of my question.
Tell them how we wish the punch list items would get done.
Do we want to make a motion to have Jim make sure explicitly that he says that the advisory council committee was happy with the results of that, just so they understand it did come to our attention? It's not like, okay, we got what we wanted and we forget it.
That's what I said.
We do appreciate the energy and effort and monies that it took to get into it.
You could always submit like a letter too, and that would be read at the beginning of the council meeting.
Except we have no letterhead. We don't have any.
They'll read it even if it's on a piece of notebook paper.
Right on a napkin.
Right in the back of an approach plate.
Big more person.
Yeah. So what's the motion at hand here? We've got the napkin option. We've got the paper option. We've got the conduit with Jim just emailing or voicing it to him.
How did you make your recommendations before? Like for the tie downs? How was that done?
Don't remember.
I mean, we have a press it. Whatever we did then worked really well.
We had three choices.
It was verbal.
We picked our choice,
right,
and conveyed that to him. But Sam was here. But
we just did it verbally. I mean, it was just Jim.
Either that or
Jim made a presentation to council, and then said that the advisory committee supported the recommendation. That's kind of how we did it.
I'd like to see it read into the county records so they know that we're actually responding to what they do both ways. We're criticizing and happy, so they don't know that we're just silent.
So,
especially since we're trying to get reelected to the board, we might as well send them something.
Well, it's in the minutes and on the public record if it's approved here, right? Which they get a copy of and is on the.
Is,
so be just showing them that it was on there.
Mm-hmm. Is it appropriate to ask Jim to send an email to, is there like a clerk that's in charge of the council?
Robin.
To have Robin read it? Is that appropriate?
You would send it to Robin, and then she would give it to the county attorney who would read it at the meeting.
So do we have a motion to?
We have a motion that we send a letter to the council complimenting them. Is that the appropriate word?
We are, as an advisory committee, asking that Jim Hicken, the airport manager, send a message, either email or letter, to the council clerk.
Mm-hmm.
To advise the county council that the new tie downs that were put in and used throughout the busy season of this summer were of a
resounding
large
success.
Benefit to the aviation community, not only here at Georgetown, but to the transient aviation traffic that came in.